Am I the jerk? Maybe I am. Hard to say. Sometimes I am.
Sometimes we all are.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's why we do this.
And that's why we do this. Just to point it out. And sometimes this can be informative and educational. To stop being the jerk. And then maybe we can all be nicer to each other.
Like last week, we all learned about the zipper merge.
And you know what? That's where I wanted to start.
Good.
Because, not that zipper merge. We were talking about two different things last week.
We were, yes.
And we were kind of arguing amongst each other about two different things that I think we were both correct in what we were saying, but we were arguing with each other because there was someone who wrote in about a truck, and if there's an exit only lane and people that drive all the way to the front to get over, and he said that he'll block both lanes so that won't happen, was he being the jerk? And we were saying, yes, that's a jerk move. And then we kind of start talking badly about people who go all the way down and then wait to the last minute to get over in like an exit lane. But then Matt talked about the zipper merge, and that's two lanes merging together so you can go 1-1-1-1 zipper. Yeah, that's exactly how it's supposed to go.
Yes.
And that's how traffic can flow and everything will be great. And then some people don't adhere to that. They ride the butt of the other car, so you have to wait. And yes, that causes traffic. Zipper merge is exactly how it's supposed to go when two lanes are merging into one. Now, if you have an exit only lane and people driving all the way to the front to cut over, I don't feel that's a zipper merge.
No, you're right. That's a different scenario.
That's different.
Because what we're talking about is, and the one I can think of is right here by the station, where a few years ago when they redid the ramps, you now have, if you're coming out of downtown, there is a little two-lane bridge, I guess you would call it, a little, whatever you want to call that. One lane goes to the North Dallas Tollway. The other lane goes to 35. For whatever reason, sometimes the North Dallas Tollway lane will get backed up. People will get out of that lane, drive into the 35 lane, and then cut over at the last second on the tollway lane. That is different than the zipper merge that I was talking about.
Yes, and then even because there are times where you're holding up both lanes of traffic because you have to stop to wait for someone to let you in because people are upset that they waited in line that long. They're not going to let you cut through. So we were talking about two different things, but I both feel that we were correct in our assumptions.
I have to agree.
All right.
Now you are a big jerk.
This is from Rick. I need to know if I was being a jerk. I do high school radio sports and there is a town I go to 3 or 4 times a year. They refuse to let me in their press box. No big. The majority of the time, the weather is nice. Last year when I went, the weather was bad, but we got through it. Well, they came to our town and it was not real nice weather. Wind was blowing and kind of cool out. They asked where their spot was in the press box, and I told them outside at a table. Okay, even since they won't let me in their press box, I felt bad later about the whole thing. Was I being the jerk?
No.
That's from Rick.
No.
You're a jerk, but you're a justified jerk. It's still a jerk move.
Well, I don't know. If you're the one that has...
Karma works in mysterious ways.
If you have been egregious like that by those specific people, I honestly think it's a little bit of a jerk move for them to walk in your home and be like, where's my spot?
That's
inside?
The jerk move. Right. Yeah. So where's our press box spot?
Like,
so
no,
you've
dog.
Been treating me that way the whole time and now you expect me to just welcome you with open arms?
No.
That feels weird.
The only other thing I could think is that potentially that would have allowed for an opportunity for him to say, okay, here's the deal. I can find you a spot in our press box, but from now on, when I come out to your school, I want to be in the press box as well.
I would compromise that way. Yeah.
Otherwise, if not,
work something out here.
We're going to do what you guys do, and I'm going to have you outside.
But I don't think Rick was being a jerk at all.
I don't either.
No, I think it's fair to say, well, your spot that we've designated for you is out there.
It's the same spot you've given me.
Right.
And now that's not going to correct the wrong next time.
No.
They may have you further outside.
That's fine.
But that's the price you're going to pay for, you know, having that situation. But I don't think it's jerkish.
No, and I think you just throw it out there. Hey, you want inside? Maybe next time I'm at your place, I'm inside. And we can make this happen.
All right, this is, let's see, Lane. Oh, he may not want me to use his name.
Too late now.
Jump that?
No.
Okay. I find myself correcting people in normal conversation all the time when they use double negatives. It's one of those things that grind my gears a little bit because it's poor grammar. He heard one of us say, once you have those things, you can't not have one. However, the quote that he gave me made me laugh. Sometimes HDTV is better than eyes, like in life. So is he the jerk for correcting people in everyday conversation? Grammar police, basically.
Yeah.
Now, will you do that to friends? Like, I won't. If I understand what you're saying,
I mean,
I don't care.
It depends. Do I have a joke loaded up that was really funny about what you just said that was wrong? Then maybe I would, because we do that a lot here, where if you say something funny, if you say something weird, we absolutely...
Like subscription instead of right. prescription?
Yeah.
Precipice.
Yeah, something like that, or precipice. Any of those, where we're going to say something, but it's not... It sounds like this guy is more in a, I'm trying to correct you, instead of a like, you messed up type situation.
Yeah, I think it's a little different. Like Travis is talking about, because we'll joke about it. Like making a joke right. out of it is fun, but if somebody is, like for instance, I think I did that to you once, the whom thing.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right?
We
if somebody
that.
Were to say, for who the bell tolls, and you're like, whoa, it's whom. But you're doing it like I'm
yeah.
a professor, then right. it's kind of a jerk.
Like, all right, nerd.
Yeah, yeah, I understand what I said was incorrect, but it sounds great because we had a song that went with it.
Right.
Who's zooming who? He plays for who? That's why I was doing it. Jerk.
What does this look? Jeez.
Why are you flipping
fight,
me off?
Fight.
It's jokes only.
I'm not flipping you. I would never do it to someone that I didn't know. And no. I don't think I'd ever do
yeah,
it to anyone
that,
that I do know.
Like you're checking
if I
out.
As long as I understand you.
Yeah, so, like you're checking out at a grocery store and they say something grammatically incorrect.
And you just lean in.
Whoa, hold on
a
second here.
It's actually...
Well, it's the whole, hey, you and me are going to go do something. It's you and I.
Yeah, that's a D move.
Who cares?
I'm with you.
Sorry, man. I think this dude, I think you're the jerk, man.
You might be the jerk.
Okay.
You're a real jerk. Yeah, cut that back a little bit, you jerk.
Yeah, just let people be who they are.
Unless it's your boys, and then you correct them immediately and swiftly.
Yes.
And it's just a phone, especially if it's just a conversation between the two of us.
Yeah.
I don't care. Whatever. Say what you want. I
got you. Right.
I've got you. Oh, this past weekend, I was at Broadway, at a Broadway show in New York.
Whoa.
We sat down about 10 minutes before the show started, and I immediately noticed that the guy in front of me was wearing a pom-pom style beanie. The thing sticking up on top of the beanie was definitely going to block my line of sight to the stage.
Yeah.
I strongly considered tapping him on the shoulder to ask him to please remove the cap. Thankfully, he took the beanie off right as the show commenced. Would I have been the jerk if I had tapped him on the shoulder before the show started?
No.
No. Especially if it's obscuring your view. It's Broadway.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Honestly, you guys have any beanies with the pom-pom on top?
I do.
Do you wear them?
Yeah,
I would if
you
I
would?
Had one. Oh, yeah.
Man, just something about it feels childish to me.
A little bit.
Having
a little fluffy ball on top of your head.
But it looks great.
It's like having a little propeller on top of your head.
I do that also. Give me a hat with a propeller on top.
Yeah,
let's go old school.
Yeah, I don't like... I need like a longer floppy beanie situation. I don't like the... First of all, I don't like a tight beanie in general, and those always seem a little bit more tighter fitting, but the poof on top is just very childish.
Can you imagine back in the day, though? Like, if at Ford's Theater, when you went to a play in the 1800s and everybody's got a top hat on?
Dude.
What? They probably took their hats off inside because that was gentlemanly to take your hat off. Now I think that's...
Yeah, decorum is gone now.
Looking at the people that I see in front of me, taking hats off inside is just not
I have no problem with it. It's like the people that...
Yeah, we know that you don't.
All of you guys have a hat on.
Except for
inside.
You. The people that bring signs to games and will hold up like the big poster board, I try to be cool about... Like if it's in between innings or there's nothing going on, okay, but... If they're about to have the play happen, I've told those people, hey man, do you mind putting a sign down so the 5,000 people behind you can see?
How about if it's at a concert and there's not the entire crowd up, but there's just pockets of people standing and you happen to be behind the folks that
I'm
are.
A magnet for that. That usually happens to me at whatever concert I'm going to.
Yeah.
I think, man, why don't you just want to sit and relax? But apparently you don't, and you bought that ticket same as I bought this.
I also feel like at concerts, like I'm not a short person, but I'm a magnet for ending up behind the tallest humans in the room. where like I then am just kind of moving side to side and just trying to figure out a spot to stand.
And those are always the stickiest of situations.
Yeah.
Because the concert, but if you want to dance, I get it. That's your jam. Get up and shake your butt. I'm all with that. So I can't get upset that you're really feeling this song because, hey, that may be your favorite from the artist that's performing right there. I feel a little differently about sporting events, though.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Concerts, I'll give you a pass.
I will not
sporting
say anything.
Sporting events, I feel like there are certain situations, of course, where if everyone's standing up, you have to see. But, man, sometimes I've had the situation where I've been in to say, come on, bro, you're the only person standing up in this section.
Down in front?
The only one.
It's something about an adult doing it because they know what they're doing. Too, I feel like they know that they can look around and be conscious that, oh, I'm the only person in this section that is standing. At a concert, though, I'm with you. Like, you're having a great time. I've been told to sit down at concerts, and I know how I reacted during those times.
How did you react?
Ungood. Ungood. We did not sit down.
I think I'll sit down if
you pay
for my
ticket. I don't think I've ever seen Travis upset. I can't picture or imagine.
There's apparently a very noticeable trend between me and him of aggression.
Man, I'll tell you the one thing at concerts that drives me insane is the phone. That everybody is out on their phone. So now, if you're behind somebody, they're all like this.
Yeah.
Because they want to see, so they all have to hold their phone up high, and you see them looking at their phone, but also looking like this, and then the phone, and you're like, what are we doing here?
The phone of the show is a bad bit.
Yeah, it is.
Because like, you're not capturing anything of worth.
It doesn't look good when you go back and rewatch it.
And you don't go back, and then a lot of people will go live on a social media
like,
platform.
Look what I am, and you're not.
And then, so am I going to live vicariously through you and watch your phone image from a concert where you are in
I'm just going to think you're a tool.
In the rafters? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I'm going to unfriend you for being phone person. Correct my
courage.
I'm not sure where to start.
Saying anything. I understood everything you said.
Glad you did.
No, you are a big jerk.
Good for me. Yes, I did. All right. That is Am I the Jerk for this week. Thank you so much, everyone, for sending in your situations. Am I the Jerk 1310@gmail.com is where you send it. And we'll do this again next week without Matt. Matt will be gone
his
wedding in Arizona. And I will be with Sam Gannon. On Thursday.
Sam Gannon.
Yeah. So she will have her first taste of Am I the Jerk.
Maybe I'll just call the hotline so the phone will ring in the studio over and over during that segment.
And then we can talk about
Am I the Jerk?
Yeah, there you go. Adding content when you're not here. I love it.